Officials with the Kewakatoos First Nation are concerned about the Canadian Pacific train derailment last week south of Humboldt. An estimated 1.5 million liters of crude oil was leaked onto the land in that area. Highway 16 was shut down for a while following the fire. Chief Tom Dustyhorn says a number of his band members hunt in that area, and he's concerned about the oil spill's effect on wildlife and plants and the underground water. The chief says CP Rail has not contacted Kewakatoos about the oil spill or fire. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Perry Bellegarde addressed the full United Nations General Assembly today. Bellegarde spoke about the need to protect, reclaim, and revitalize Indigenous languages. 2019 was proclaimed the International Year of Indigenous Languages by the UN General Assembly in 2016. The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples also recognizes the rights to establish media and educational systems in original languages. Body rub parlors in Regina will be restricted to industrial areas on the outskirts of the city's core. Council voted last night to classify the establishments as a permitted use in parts of the city. The decision followed presentations from a handful of delegations, most of whom were against body rub parlors. A motion was also made to extend the buffer zone separating the parlors from schools, daycares, and other recreational facilities. City staff will be reporting back on that. Starting in the new year, carbon tax rebates will be reduced in three provinces that have not adopted carbon pricing models that meet federal requirements. Saskatchewan residents will see the biggest drop. The Federal Finance Department says a family of four will qualify for rebates totaling $809 in 2020. That's down from the $903 predicted last year. The rebates are meant to offset the cost of Ottawa's carbon tax. A man from Regina says he was kicked out of a publicly funded detox center after he went there looking for help. Dustin Morin says he went to the Waccamaw Manor Social Detox in Moose Jaw to help kick his meth addiction. Morin is a former gang member and says after he was admitted, the staff told him he had to leave because his ex-girlfriend was already there.
Like, I was making big changes for myself, man, and that was the biggest one I made next to dropping my gang, was stop using drugs on my own, not because somebody else is saying or forcing me like jail did. I'm on the streets by myself, and I made that choice on my own.
One addictions counselor says arrangements should be made to find an alternative place to go if a person is not allowed to enter a detox with someone they know there. Provincial finance ministers are meeting today in Ottawa with the federal finance minister. Alberta Minister Travis Tave says the need to expand the fiscal stabilization program is his main concern.
We believe that the fiscal stabilization program needs fundamental change in order to deliver on its purposes. Our number one priority is to request that the caps be lifted.
The finance ministers from Manitoba, Prince Edward Island, and Quebec say increasing federal transfers for health care is their most pressing concern. The Federal Court of Appeal began hearing from Indigenous groups who are against the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. The First Nations argue the Canadian government entered a new round of consultations on the project with its mind already made up. Tsleil-Waututh Chief Leah George Wilson says they asked for information which wasn't shared with them until after the consultation period was already over.
Tsleil-Waututh was extremely troubled to learn that Canada had suppressed and then altered scientific peer reviews of our expert reports on diluted bitumen.
The hearing in Vancouver continues today and tomorrow. A new survey says most Canadians believe food prices are becoming less affordable, with the cost of vegetables one of the main concerns.
87% of respondents to the Angus Reid poll agreed food prices are rising faster than their household incomes. The inflation rate for October was 1.9%, but food prices climbed 3.7% compared with a year ago. Fresh fruit and vegetable prices are more than 7% higher on a year-over-year basis. 53% intend to change their habits in order to save money and plan to eat out less often and look for grocery discounts or coupons. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
And climate change has been chosen as the 2019 Canadian Press News Story of the Year.
The story was chosen by reporters and editors across the country in a year that saw warnings about Canada warming twice as fast as the rest of the world and the imposition of a national price on pollution. Parliament also voted to declare a climate emergency, and climate became one of the few real issues that impacted the October federal election. In late September, hundreds of thousands of Canadians took to the streets across the country in one of the largest mass protests in Canadian history, adding to an international climate strike movement founded around Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.